Factors for high-yielding soybeans. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson. This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield. At an Iowa State University Crop Advantage meeting in Denison, Iowa in late January, ISU Extension Cropping System Specialist Mark Licht discussed factors that prohibit soybean farmers from obtaining yields that are potentially attainable on their farms. We'll talk with Mark Licht about those key factors right after this. What can soybean growers do to close the gap between yield potential and actual yields on their fields? Iowa State University Extension Cropping System Specialist Mark Lick put that question to soybean growers in a multi-year soybean yield benchmarking study. He says two of the key factors are earlier planting along with a longer maturity and narrower rows.
What we were finding is that as far as yield potential, it's the planting date. It's making sure that, you know, we're able to basically extend out that growing season. That was the overwhelming response. We feel like if we can get earlier planting, narrower rows, longer maturity, we're capturing more sunlight on the front end of the growing season, and then we're expanding out the length of that growing season by, you know, potentially, you know, a week to 10 days type thing. And that really does give us higher yield potential because we've got a bigger photosynthetic factory going into grain fill, and then we add, you know, 5-10 days onto it at the end of the year, and we can really start to see some yield increases coming from that.
And for growers looking to reduce input costs this year, Lick suggests taking a closer look at soybean seeding rates.
How many beans are we putting out there, and then what does that mean when we, you know, get to the end of the year with the number of plants that we have? So ideally, we want to see 100,000 plants at the end of the season going into harvest. And so what does that mean as far as seeding rates? It's going to depend a little bit on our spring weather conditions and whether or not we're using a seed treatment. But, you know, somewhere in that 125 to 140,000 seeds per acre should be giving us around 100,000 plants at the end of the year. So put things into perspective a little bit. It's very common when I ask growers, you know, what seeding rate are they at? And very commonly, I kind of get the 140 to 160,000 area, which is an improvement, you know, from 10 or 15 years ago when we were very commonly hearing 180,000 or something in that area. So we have been making progress, but I think, again, we can trim, you know, $3, $4, $6, $7, $8 type thing off of our seed costs, you know, just by getting down into that 125, 140,000 seeding rate area.
Iowa State University Extension Cropping System Specialist Mark Licht. And that's Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.